Welcome to Cat Crazy. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Amy Shojai, who is a certified animal behaviorist and the author of many books about understanding and caring for your cat. We love kitty cats and the people who care for them. We're here with answers to any challenge you have living with your cat. Our number is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Rula Pet Food, Precious Cat Litter, The Honest Kitchen, Nordic Naturals Omega Fish Oil, Halo Purely Pets, Vax Check, Platinum Performance, Feel Away for Cats, and Adapt for Dogs, Vectra, and Vectra 3DD. And Whole Life Pets will send you a free sample box of freeze-dried protein treats for cats and dogs if you send me your mailing address to radiopetlady@gmail.com. We want you to know we've invited those sponsors because they are companies we believe in and use ourselves. Please show your appreciation for their support by becoming a customer yourself. There's also a whole week's worth of wonderful live pet shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady Network. Tomorrow night is my two-hour show with Dr. Sean, the natural vet, Cat Chat and Dog Talk, 8 p.m. East, 5 West. Go to RadioPetLady.com, see the schedule, and listen. Cat Crazy is a production of 8 Paws LLC and Amy Shojai, which are solely responsible for its content. That number again is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. We'd love to hear from you. Amy Shojai, how fun is this? Cat ladies together with cat lovers? Come on.
Meow. Wait. Yes.
Purr, purr, purr.
My dog is so jealous, you know, but the cat is lording it over him. She's a, Saren is 16 years young, and she's 6 pounds, and she beats up on the German Shepherd. It's wonderful.
Isn't that cool? You have the most magnificent German Shepherd. Darling, how did you find her?
Oh, gosh. A friend of mine, one of my best friends who's also a writer, came home from vacation and called me up distraught. She didn't know anything about pets. She has a 4-year-old little girl at the time, and a kitten is asleep in an empty flower pot on her back porch.
Oh.
So she's calling me, Amy, what do I do? And, of course, Amy to the rescue. I'm going to take him to the shelter, you know, because that's...
Right.
And then I get there, and I see this gorgeous little blue jean eye-colored Siamese wannabe.
Ooh.
And the kitty takes one look at me, meows, and climbs up my leg and puts her claws right around my heart. Her paws around my neck.
That's so sweet.
And that was 16 years ago, and she still rules my heart.
That's pretty marvelous. I'm loving that story. You know, a lot of people get cats this way. They're just accidental marriages. And sometimes those are the greatest marriages of all. The ones you don't think about it, you really have no choice. And the cat just kind of backs you into it. There they are.
That's absolutely true. And the thing is, though, with Magic, we waited 2 years for him. So I had 2 years to prepare Saren for this weird-looking, smelly thing that's going to invade her house. And it did. It took her about 9 months before she would come downstairs when he was awake.
Wow. But German Shepherds generally are lovely with kitties, right?
I mean,
He's very good breed to have with a cat.
He's great. It's a shepherd. So they're generally not too bad. Like the terriers. Terrier breeds tend to be, you know, they go after critters. And if the kitty moves the wrong way, some of them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I adopted or rescued Weimaraners. I actually went to a golden retriever rescue in California called Friends of Pet Animals. I don't know. All of a sudden, I've forgotten the name of it. But I mean, I've gotten 3 Weimaraners from them, and they had a couple of Goldens, and I didn't care for them. But there were 42 Weimaraners and 6 Goldens. So that's how I wound up with Weims. And they're really bad with cats, i.e. my 3 lovely cats all went to people who really wanted them. And there was it was a mess. It was a lot of chasing and attacking just one fine day. Everyone been fine, and something tipped in the
in the process. You know how that can happen. We have loads of really cool calls. I'm going to tell you the number again. But first, we got to talk to everyone who's already here. But the number is 888-429-5471. We had a little idea, Amy and I, that we'd like to have some special friends of Cat Crazy, because there's a lot of really devoted and dedicated cat people out there. And the very first one that I reached out to was someone who you know and love and admire so much, a wonderful author, Ingrid King, who's got a brand new book called Purrs of Wisdom.
I've got it here. I've got it. Feline style. Me too. I'm hugging mine.
So we'd love to say hi to Ingrid. Welcome to Cat Crazy. You, my dear, are the very first guest on the very first night of our very first show. And that's very exciting to us. You are a very special way for us to premiere and debut ourselves. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Amy. It's an honor to be there. I have to tell you right off the bat, I have a very difficult time hearing you. I don't know if that's something you can adjust on your end.
I'm hoping that Doug can do that. Doug, our wonderful engineer. The technology is always the tricky part. Amy and I are full of pep and vigor, but sometimes the connections aren't as good. Are you hearing us any better now?
Yeah, it's getting a little better.
Okay, we're going to go for little bits at a time. Ingrid, you have
the most marvelous... Okay, yeah, this is better.
Now I can... Oh, thank God. Thank you, Doug. Yes, if anyone has trouble hearing, don't be polite and think, what are they saying? Tell us.
I'm in Dallas. I can't shout any louder than this.
And I'm screaming from Vermont, as you can easily tell. And Amy's in Texas, and she's got like a bullhorn. Working well, though,
well,
right?
I'm in Virginia, so hopefully you can hear me.
I mean, yes, that's a good place to be. This book, well, first of all, your website. So the first very special friend of Cat Crazy is your website, The Conscious Cat. And it's a website that Amy has known about and admired for a really long time. I couldn't wait for tomorrow night when we were going to talk with Dr. Sean about your new book, Purrs of Wisdom. Talk a little bit about this really heart-feeling book. It's marvelous. It's really very meditative. It's full of good advice, wouldn't you say, Amy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's what happens when life happens, but you get through it anyway. Ingrid, you tell us. I'm sitting here reading the cover copy on the book because it's a series of essays, and each one brings something new to the mix. And the total... each one you read, you think, oh, this is great. And then you read another one, and this one's better.
Yeah. And, you know, it's very philosophical, and you have kitties as part of the Purrs of Wisdom. But just to give people a sense of the titles of the very short chapters, like you could read one each night before you go to bed and have really good dreams. Navigating Turbulent Times. Get Happy. Stop Rushing. Routine is the Key to Happiness. Simple Steps to Stop Worrying.
Purging can make you purr.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I don't think we want to encourage bulimia in humans, do we?
That was not the intent of that chapter.
I had to poke a little bit of fun there, Ingrid, because that's, of course, anybody who lives with a cat deals with it. That's reality, too, though. And purging is not necessarily what you eat. It's purging bad feelings. Getting rid of the negativity.
Right. Or the mess.
Right. And I really think our cats are masters at reminding us that, you know, there's a silly side to life, and we need to embrace that as well.
Yeah, and to tell us to slow down, there's someone listening tonight who may not call in, but I just want to send a little shout out to her. Her cat, Callie, and she just won a contest that I had called Me and My Cat, and they won a wonderful package from Nordic Naturals of Nordic Naturals for her and for the kitty and the cat Bible and a T-shirt and a swag bag and all this great stuff. And right now she's going through chemo for breast cancer, and her kitty, Callie, has gotten her through it. So I'm going to send... I'd like to send my copy of, well, you know, you signed it to me. I can't send my copy. But she's listening, and I just want to say that a lot of the things that Purrs of Wisdom tell people is how to let your cats, and sometimes even in a way your dogs, show you the way to get through the tough times and the hard times, and it's all going to come out in the end okay if you have the right attitude, right?
Catitude.
Absolutely.
Catitude, yes.
Well, Ingrid, there you go. That's it.
It's a terrific book. We're going to have a link to it on on the RadioPetLady.com website. So there'll be a link to Pearls of Wisdom so people can click on it and get their own copy. I do think you should get two. I really genuinely think you should get one and one for a friend, because when you start reading it, you start thinking of people you really need to give it to, like your mother.
Yeah. Your mother. Mother's Day is coming up. Yes.
That's right. Your mother, your sister, someone you love, someone you need to love more, and you're having trouble loving them. Right? So we're very glad you're here. We send you a hug and a kiss and lots of congratulations for the book. And The Conscious Cat is our very first special friend of this show, and we're proud to have the link to you. We hope that all the people who love you and your wisdom and your advice will come to us and get a little more of the same.
Well, I'm thrilled to be a part of this, Tracy and Amy, and I think it's going to be so much fun.
We're looking forward to it. Thanks, Ingrid. You couldn't be a better way for us to start. Have a great evening. We really appreciate the call. The number to call is 888-429-5471. If you want to jump in and have fun, do you want to be a special friend of Cat Crazy? You kind of have to have a website with a lot of people reading it, and you have to be like pretty dedicated and devoted to cats sort of around the clock. You know who's on the phone to say hi to us?
You just described her.
Right. Arden Moore, who's going to have her own show with me here, Four-Legged Life with Arden Moore. Arden, welcome to Cat Crazy. I am so thrilled you had a time to call in.
Hey, big paws up to Amy and Tracy. I am so proud of you both. You are meowvelous.
Arden is the best. Arden is running all over the country teaching CPR and pet safety and water safety to people with their dogs and cats. She's a master certified trainer, teacher. It's so cool, Arden. You never sit still. There's no boss growing up.
No, my last name is Moore, and that's how I live. But I'm here to wish you guys a great first show. I can't think of two better cat ladies on the planet. And you know what? It's time to hiss and tell, ladies. Time to hiss and tell. So I am so impressed that Saren is 16 years old. Wow.
Oh,
that's great.
That's cool. That's really cool. So anybody that's hearing Arden, she's going to start a week later than the rest of us because she already has these CPR classes she's teaching and God knows what else. And just to give you a little hint, in October, she's going to be the main attraction on a Caribbean cruise called a Petitude Cruise. We will talk about that in a few weeks, but that is going to be some kind of fun. And Amy and I are wondering whose luggage we could squeeze ourselves into to be on that cruise.
I think you guys need some real vocals, so I have my cat, Zeke, getting ready to have turkey. Zeke, how's that? She yowls on cue. Is that pretty good for cats?
That's great. Yeah, we'd like to tape that and have it as part of our background. That's very cool. Zeke, we send you paws up, sweetie, and thanks for the call, Arden.
All right, you guys, great show.
Have a great night, sweetheart. Thanks, Arden.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, Amy, we have so many questions to answer, but I sort of feel like we're on our honeymoon. We're actually going through the marriage line, like we got married and we got to say hello to everyone at the – because we have all these great calls. We got to say hi.
They're like gifts. We've got to.
They are, in fact. Yes, we have to open them and shake their hand, and we'll never get around to eating our dinner, which happens at weddings. 888-429-5471. We would love you, too, to join us with a question or just a howdy-do. We have Robin calling from Covered in Cat Hair. Robin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, ladies. I'm honored to be part of this great group of cat lovers.
Well, you are a cat lover, and she is a special friend of Cat Crazy. You can see the Covered in Cat Hair logo and link to not only her hilarious blog, which is really a delight, the most beautiful cat photos, period, I've ever seen anyone take, and the live kitty cam. Talk a little bit about your fostering and adoption and the live kitty cam that's now on the website of RadioPetLady.com at the Cat Crazy site.
I'd love to. I've always dreamed of having a live feed of what's going on in our foster cat room and in the bathroom with the cats right now. And we are dreaming live. It's so exciting to be in a bathroom.
It's very
with
cool.
Cats.
I want a live cam from my donkey barn. I never know what my mini donkeys, Mona and Lisa, are doing at night. And you said that
you
don't
want to know.
I guess I don't really want to know. But I think we do want to know what these little foster kitties are doing. You have a tripod cat, Robin, that you're hoping to find a good home for. Why does he only have three legs?
Well, he actually has four, but one doesn't work. It has severe nerve damage. and we've had an orthopedic vet look at it, hoping that we could do something to help him regain use of the leg. But unfortunately, the nerve damage is so severe that he's unable to use that front leg. But Bongo doesn't let anything stop him. He loves chasing pom-pom balls, jumping up on the cat tree. And if you watch our live webcam, you can actually see him running around and having a good time, even if he's only got three legs.
I just want to say that anyone who does what you do in your rescue work to foster kitties of every size and description and love them and make sure they use their litter box and give them good food and give them good love and give them a, an enriched environment and then hope that that a forever family comes along, Amy and I really salute you. That is really, really hard and sometimes unheralded work. So we herald you. Mm.
Well, thank you for heralding me. I would be heralded by you anytime. I have to say that, you know, covered in cat hair was probably the silliest thing I ever started 6 years ago because I ended up opening a nonprofit cat rescue called Kitten Associates, and that's who these kittens are part of. They're part of our Kitten Associate Rescue Program. So don't start a blog unless you know what you're going with. You could end up having 20 cats. House, which I have right now.
I was still touring, when I was doing a lot of touring around the country and doing cat training demonstrations, my husband literally had me sign in blood, "You will not bring home another animal."
Oh, that's funny.
You know, it was hard. He was right. Yeah, I know.
I always laugh. I hear that.
But you know what? Sometimes it takes that significant other to lay their little paw down because otherwise, how do you say no?
Yeah,
I think it's terrific what you're doing. I hope people will go to RadioPetLady.com, click on Cat Crazy. You will see that, that Covered in Cat Hair is one of our special friends, and there's a link right there to the live kitty cam. Just let your heart fall in love. And as Robin says, there's so many marvelous advantages to adopting a challenge pet. It just makes you feel like a better person. And they don't mind having some body part that doesn't work perfectly. And then if, I guess another thing that Amy and I will probably talk about in future shows, cats and dogs that have these physical differences or challenges, to use politically correct terms, make the most extraordinary animal therapy pets, because you can take them into hospitals where there are children who've lost limbs or have horrible surgeries or bad illnesses, and those animals that do fine in a compromised condition are great inspiration to the kids. So somebody could adopt Bongo, who wants to do pet therapy, and that cat has a lot to offer to people who find themselves in a challenging situation and could be uplifted to see that an animal is okay with it. Right, Amy?
Absolutely. And a lot of times people that have challenges like that, or children especially, won't respond to the physical therapist,
but they
will throw a ball for the kitty to chase.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful partnership there. And Robin, I think I'm going to refrain from looking at the kitty cam for a while because I am so easily tempted.
Amy has to put down the law because otherwise, you know, she has to hang on to her husband. He's a good guy. He was a good catch.
A good guy.
And she was a good catch. But Robin, we're going to find somebody for Bongo. That's going to be our mission. You have a great night, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Keep in touch and let us know anything you're up to. We want to be there for you. Thanks a lot, darling. Have a great night. Take care. The number to call if you, too, want to be in on the jollity is 888-429-5471. We're going to take our quick first break. When we come back, Amy and I have stuff we want to discuss. We'll be right back. This show is supported by Platinum Performance, where they know that comprehensive health for dogs, cats, and people begins one cell at a time. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness and Performance Formula is a comprehensive nutritional foundation formula for all dogs, which addresses canine health at the cellular level, providing a special blend of more than 55 nutrients that improves the fundamental health of each of your dog's 12 trillion cells. Healthy cells mean a healthy dog. That's the Platinum difference. Platinum Performance Feline Wellness Formula contains 200 milligrams of taurine in every teaspoon, an amino acid that helps promote cardiac health in cats. Platinum Performance Canine Wellness is a supplement scientifically proven to improve the cognitive ability of dogs in a study designed to measure their learning ability. The dog supplemented with Platinum Performance Canine Wellness learned faster than every other dog in the non-supplemented control group, navigating through a maze with greater ease than the control group. When the dogs were tested on how well they remembered the skills they learned in the first phase, dogs on Platinum Performance demonstrated superior memory by completing the task more quickly. To give your dog that mental edge, especially as she ages, go to RadioPetLady.com to get free samples and learn more. Support for the show comes from Woruva, a family-owned company that makes canned food for cats and little dogs in a facility that makes people food, which means the ingredients are good enough for us to eat. Woruva is the pet food company that thinks dogs and cats should eat as well as we do, so their foods are made in a human food facility from ingredients we could eat ourselves, in BPA-free cans and pouches. The company also makes no dry food despite the higher profit, a responsible decision to protect the health of cats, who are obligate carnivores with no need for carbohydrates in their diet. We salute Woruva's ethical decision to not make kibble because they know that for optimal wellness, small dogs don't need highly processed carbohydrates, and that true health for cats, who are obligate carnivores, means they should eat only meat. In addition to all the delicious Woruva recipes, they also make Cats in the Kitchen in pouches and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brand, using smaller-bodied fish for your cat's health, all offering your pets a wide variety of flavors and ingredients. This show is also brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, sandflies, lice, and mites. Vectra 3D has the newest technology. In scientific tests, Vectra 3D was shown to create a shield on your dog's skin to repel ticks and kill them fast and reliably for the entire month. Unlike older products, which don't last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, a bite which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases, even without the parasite staying attached. With Vectra 3D, ticks are killed just by coming into contact with your dog, but it's still safe for the people in your family. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that not only repels and kills fleas, but also kills all three life cycles of the flea. The fleas you might see on your cat are only part of the problem, but Vectra eliminates the two unseen stages of the fleas, ridding your home and yard of them if you use it every month. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. I am back, Tracy Hotchner, with the marvelous Amy Shojai on the very first night of Cat Crazy, when we are going crazy with callers. Amy and I had plotted all these great things we were going to discuss. We were going to illuminate all the corners of your life with your cat. Amy was going to teach me things I didn't know and vice versa. But guess what? We can't do that because you guys are calling, and we're thrilled about that. You know what? Really, it's so cool to have company. The number to call is 888-429-5471. That's 888-429-5471. We have Adele on the phone, who is a marvelous caller to Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean, and fantastically found us because I needed your help with this one, Amy. Adele, welcome to this show. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you for remembering me, Tracy. I'm delighted to be on the show. I love your logo. Congratulations. I'm so excited about your new launch.
Aren't you the nicest human? Thank you.
Thank you, Adele. Very nice to virtually meet you. I'm sure
That's
we'll become
right.
fast friends.
We will, in fact.
Likewise, Amy. So thank you again for taking my call. What if I briefly describe my situation,
yes,
Tracy,
please.
To catch
yes,
Amy
please.
Up?
That would be perfect.
So, Amy, I am a relatively new feral cat mother. Here's my situation. About 5 or 6 months ago, 7 feral cats arrived in my driveway. My son and I trapped them, got them all neutered, returned them to their habitat. We built 2 shelters. Used the Fellaway spray that Tracy had advised me that might be an inducement for them to go into the shelters, but they chose to stay in their little den in the woods in back of my house, and I can see them from my bedroom window. And they survived the winter, but their den is very sparse, so it's a combination of twigs and branches and some fallen logs. And what my husband and I would like to do is see if we could reinforce the top of their shelter and so they have more coverage and protection. my question is, if we do that, will they be then resistant to a human scent that might be imprinted on their habitat?
Yeah, so that's it.
Isn't that an interesting question? So, Amy, they actually made two shelters, two really nice shelters. They went on, you know, all the feral cat groups that I told them to look up, like Alley Cat Allies. The kitties didn't want to go in this really nice house, and it had never been a dog house or anything. So here's this marvelous woman, knows nothing about cats, throws her entire heart into it, and the darn cats want to be in the mediocre woods. So I think what Adele's saying is, can she make like a little hut in the woods, like from the Hunger Games or something, that's made of natural stuff, since they refuse the very lovely houses she made for them? I don't think the human smell is a problem. Of course, you could sort of wear gloves. Do you think the human smell is a problem, Amy?
It depends on the cats. It's probably more the presence of
Right.
Not this. It depends on when you go. And your cats are active very much at dusk and dawn.
Yes.
Mostly. That's when they're out and hunting. And the rest of the time, they're going to be in that shelter, probably snoozing and digesting or whatever.
Yes.
I think
yes.
It's a wonderful idea to try to reinforce that. I'm wondering if there's a way. Where are the shelters that you built? Are they close to the house? Is that the problem? Or
yeah,
is...
I feed these cats every day, and they come faithfully. And
that's
they
great.
Don't always,
isn't that cool?
They don't always run away from me. And we had put the shelters underneath our deck, so they were somewhat protective elements.
Okay. So, see, if it's under your deck, that's really close to humans, and you know, walking around and even seeing you. And cats are very visual. They also, you know, people used to say, well, dogs are the champion sniffers. Well, cats' sense of smell is pretty darn good.
I agree.
Much better than we thought. Mm-hmm. So you might try, I'm trying to think, if they're already kind of accepting you, I'm wondering if you couldn't try taking some of your socks that you've already worn and not washed yet, and I'm not saying that they smell bad or anything, but they are your signature odor. They're your signature odor. And leave them around the shelter in the woods for now. Just leave one out there a little bit distance away and see how they react to it. That way it won't shoo them away from their shelter if that's off-putting. And just kind of a test. And if that doesn't bother them, move it a little closer, over a period of maybe 5 to 10 days until you've got maybe a couple of, buy some cheap old socks and wear them to bed one night. And then, plant them around so they're used to your odor there. And maybe that will help if you do then put like a tarp over top of that or whatever you have planned. That might be a way to kind of ease them into that.
That's a super idea, but Adele, Amy asked a better question than I had originally. I didn't understand the shelters were under your deck. Is it possible to take them out from under the deck and put them more at a distance, more like in that wooded area?
That would be great. If you could.
Yeah, we could put them, we have a deck in the back of the house that is at the ground level that we never go out to.
Ideal.
That would be perfect.
Is that where you're feeding the cats right now? Is that the front deck?
Yes.
Okay, because in order to move them around to the back, you may need to feed them in shifts. One day, move the food station here, and then move it a little bit further.
Right.
Cats are notorious to be stick in the muds. They love status quo, so it's gradual. Shift them around to the back, and maybe they will use the shelter under the deck. In the back. That's a great idea, Tracy.
Well, you're the one who gave me the idea because I didn't realize it was under a deck. And you're
brilliant. We're brilliant.
Oh, my God. The combination. This is really two minds being better than one. I know mine is only like 50% most of the time, so this would only give me 100% with your help. I think that's
that is a great idea. Now, Amy or Tracy, in terms of the food, right now I feed them in the driveway, which is close by to where the current shelters are. Should I also move the food to the new location if we put the shelters at this lower deck?
Oh, yeah,
that's what I was,
that's what Amy
right
was
now.
Saying. Amy was saying little by little move it. But I would think if they're good and hungry and they know you're going to come out, you could actually come out and walk your little self holding the dishes around to the side.
Possibly. See
if they're hungry enough. Yeah. See if they'll follow you over there. I mean, a feral cat that's been as tamed as you've let them become will probably follow you if you're holding their things and you go, you know, kitty, kitty, kitty. It's very possible they'll follow you around to their side. Then you put it down and walk away and give them a little privacy. And then you've got them around to the side where you want them. The food, it will be the tempter that will
right,
get them.
Right,
right. And then I've been taking the food up at night because there are raccoons who come the driveway
definitely.
To eat the food. So I would be still taking the food up, though, at night, correct?
Yes. Oh, sure. You don't want to leave it out.
Yeah, you might even want to, you know, after they're starting to eat regularly outside the new location, put a bowl inside the shelter.
Yes.
See if they'll go into the shelter to eat.
Okay.
As long as it's
in great
the
idea, ladies. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You gave seven cats a safe, healthy, and happy environment, and you continue to increase the excellence of it. Who doesn't love Adele? Everyone
loves
Adele.
Absolutely. Please keep us posted.
All of your advice to help me get to this point.
Definitely. Definitely. And if you do join some kind of a feral cat group, because I think you're going in that direction, Adele, I would love the group to become a special friend of Cat Crazy. As long as it's a group of people all doing some cat-oriented thing or a person with a really active blog or website, we would like to encourage everyone whose heart is over the fence for kitties to join us and just kind of have a big kumbaya together, you know? Thanks for
That's
the call, Adele. Have a marvelous night. Really, really nice
Thank
to hear
you,
from
you. Thank you, too. Best of
Take
luck.
Take care. All right. Thanks a bunch. With your help, it'll be very lucky. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we have Angie holding. Angie, be patient. We'll be back. And the number for the rest of you is 888-429-5471. Join us. Two minds are better than one. We'll be right back. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes raw dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. From whole food ingredients that are gently dehydrated to remove only the moisture, yet retain most of the natural nutrients. All the ingredients that go into The Honest Kitchen recipes are clean, healthy products that could as easily become food for people and are not made in a pet food rendering plant, but are created in a human food facility to assure top quality ingredients and food safety. Batches of these 100% human-grade dehydrated pet foods are tested by people. We all know that the least processed foods are the most nutritious, and Lucy at The Honest Kitchen developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health problems like itchy skin, ear infections, and GI upset, which are often linked to a poor quality or inappropriate diet. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com for information on free samples and where to call the company for a complimentary consultation to find out which recipe is right for your pet and those free samples. Look for The Honest Kitchen on RadioPetLady.com. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel Away for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs, which can be used in your home to create a more harmonious environment for pets experiencing any kind of stress. Pheromones are chemical communicators that replicate a signal of comfort in your pet's brain, and as a stress reliever can help solve many common behavior challenges or even emotional discomfort you may not recognize. Feel Away for Cats and Adaptil for Dogs can also be comforting for newly adopted cats and dogs from stressful backgrounds, and especially for new puppies and kittens experiencing the fear and loneliness of leaving their litters. Feel Away diffusers and spray for cats help with feline behavior issues in a multi-cat household, for out-of-litter box issues, and to get a cat used to her carrier for travel or vet visits. Adaptil for Dogs helps alleviate anxiety and stress-related symptoms in puppies and adult dogs, whether in your home, car, or out in the world. Adaptil comes in a diffuser, spray, and the most effective way, a collar. Veterinary animal behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil to help patients with behavior issues. You can find the pheromone products through the link at RadioPetLady.com, where there's a discount to Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. VaxaCheck is a sponsor of this program and wants to know, are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? The solution is VaxaCheck's blood titer test. Avoid the risks of automatically revaccinating by asking for VaxaCheck, a simple, inexpensive blood titer test done right in your veterinarian's office while you wait. It shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases, distemper, parvovirus, and hepatitis. If she has the antibodies in her blood, you don't need to revaccinate. But if she doesn't have protective immunity to one of the diseases, then you revaccinate only against that one illness. Instead of risking the potential dangers of unnecessary revaccination, VaxaCheck takes the worry out of keeping your dog safe. VaxaCheck should be used on every puppy to confirm that she actually got the protective antibodies from her puppy shots, which are not guaranteed to be 100% effective. Shelters and rescues should use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. For your dog's safety and your peace of mind, ask for a VaxaCheck test at your dog's yearly checkup so you and your vet can make the best decision about long-term health. VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. I am back with Amy Shojai. We're here with Cat Crazy, and you, if you wish to call us with any comment or question, 888-429-5471. It is great fun to be here. We have Angie on the line, and we'd love to welcome her to Cat Crazy. Hi there, Angie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, sweetie. What are you calling about? Are you a cat lover?
Oh, we are. Listen, hey, we have five rescue cats that have adopted us over the last 10 years.
Wow.
And recently, yeah, they're all females. And recently,
ooh, that's hard,
with the arrival of the last two, there, one of the females seems to be real dominant over two of the other females. Just she singles out those two, and she can be quite aggressive and fierce towards them. You know, we hear them shrieking and running for cover. We've tried a variety of things. We actually use the pheromone diffuser that is on your website. We've tried that. Our vet suggested it.
Good.
We've tried that. We've tried separating her, you know, giving her more attention. We're just unable to come up with a solution and why she singles out these two and not the others.
Okay.
Well, one question I want to ask before Amy jumps in is the one who's the so-called aggressor, was she the resident before the two new arrivals?
No, she was one of the new ones.
Okay. So, Amy, before you say a lot of intelligent and useful things, I just have to say that I do find that when people start to add numbers of cats to a household, the ones, they're solitary animals. They're really, most of them are best off with just one of them. So when you add two and then you add three and you go above that number, it really often problems can blossom, become exponential, become almost unmanageable, and the harmony you had can be destroyed. So a totally separate environment is usually the only real solution when you have screaming and hissing and fighting. But Amy, you talk about it. I mean, I'm all for people adopting, but I do think that you can have too many, and then you destroy a marvelous home that you've given to the ones who are already there. But, Amy, you may have a different opinion about that, and I would respectfully like to hear it.
Okay. Well, how long has – I wanted to ask Angie, how long ago were the cats brought into the home, and was there any particular introduction process, or did they just kind of join the group and have to work it out?
Well, over 10 years, you know, we would find them. There we had three, and we were quite harmonious with the three.
Yes.
Then about 3 years ago, when my husband and son were on a walk in the neighborhood, a little starving kitten followed them home, and she was introduced, and she's the aggressor. And then last summer, a little Manx wandered into our yard that was starving, and she's not aggressive towards the little Manx. So it's just the oldest cat we have. She's aggressive towards her, and then the middle cat, she's aggressive towards her. So there's one cat that was here before Missy arrived. She's, you know, not aggressive towards her, and she's not aggressive towards the newest arrival, which is a little Manx.
Okay. 3 years old is often an age when this starts to happen. And I will, first of all, I want to agree with Tracy that cats do, you know, the biggest stress for a cat in the whole world, the biggest thing that you can do to make a cat go crazy is have another cat.
Here.
And it's the thing, cats, they really are not necessarily loners. They do enjoy each other. They do socialize, just like mm-hmm. the feral cats that mm-hmm. we talked about before.
Right.
The
right.
thing is, a feral cat has a 2+ mile range, and we impose an artificial environment when we bring all these cats
right.
into
right.
a home to protect them. So here's what's probably going on. Now, I'm guessing when you first brought the kitten in, is this Missy? When you first brought
right.
Missy in, there wasn't really too much of a problem. I'm guessing this probably started to develop in the past 6 months to a year.
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly 3 years, right.
Okay. Cats reach social maturity between usually three to four years of age. They may get along perfectly well up to that point, and then suddenly they say, I'm an adult now socially, and I'm going to kick
right.
furry tail, and I'm going to be the boss.
Yeah.
And what can be happening with the two that are being picked on? They may be older. They
yes.
may be the ones that were already in charge before. So they're the ones that she has to usurp
right.
in order to establish her, you know, she's her rule or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
So that's part of what's going on there. There are some things that you can do in a house like this with 5 cats. It's really important since, and I'm assuming they're all indoor cats, right?
Right. And we have a huge backyard. It's fenced. And every afternoon, I'll take them out and, you know, do recess duty
oh,
for
good.
A couple of hours.
Wow.
And let them run
what
and play.
What a great
and,
cat
you know,
mom.
Climb
That's
trees
really nice. That's lovely.
Fantastic.
So
in the best of all possible worlds, our cats could go outside and be safe. I love that. If you can have a safe outdoor environment for your cats, I really encourage that. That's absolutely ideal. When they're inside, what you can do is you can map the times. Keep a diary. Figure out what times some of these altercations happen and when it, you know, where it happens. It may
mm-hmm.
even be, it could be, we're getting close to springtime when, I need to sit here so that I'm speaking in my microphone. I'm turning over to my laptop. It's the time of year when kitty love is in the air, and it may not even be the other cats that are driving her crazy. It could be a redirected aggression if she smells other cats or strange cats out there, and she's acting out that way.
Oh.
So there's a lot of things that could be going on, but in an indoor situation, there's so much that could be done. What I generally recommend is what I call a house of plenty. And a lot of behaviors talk
right.
about this.
Right.
Basically, it means lots and lots and lots of good stuff. So much good
yeah.
stuff there. They
yeah.
don't have to argue over it. Lots of cat
yes.
treats, lots of catnip mice, lots of toys. The outside time is wonderful. If she's the kind of cat I'm kind of guessing she may be, you might even want to do some clicker training with her. And that might give her a better opportunity to use all of that energy.
Okay.
Sometimes the cats that get picked on a lot, what happens with them is they get used to being picked on, and then they start acting like their targets. It's like they have
okay.
a little
yes.
kick me sign taped to their back, and they, you know, and Missy is going to
mm-hmm.
take care of that. So if it, you know, you can supervise, try to keep them separated. You can watch Missy. You're a savvy cat mom, so you know when the ears go back and she starts, you know, getting ready to go
mm-hmm.
after her. Toss a toy in between them. Not at her, but in between. Break the concentration.
Oh, okay.
The more that they practice aggression, the more it'll happen. So if you can start
mm-hmm.
to, you know, eliminate some of that and give them lots of cat property, lots of elevation so they don't have to argue over it, that may help.
I think that's really great.
Awesome.
I want to throw in a couple of things in addition to that. When you said a lot of stuff, Amy, and I know you meant to include litter boxes.
Oh,
how many
gosh,
litter
yes.
boxes do you have, Angie?
We have 5 litter boxes. And
oh, bless
I
you.
That's pretty
litter
great. That's pretty great.
But the thing is, I scoop litter pretty often every day, yeah.
It's really not the scooping of it, which, of course, is essential to keep it clean. It's the location of it. You can't have five boxes all in one place. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, they're scattered out in various parts of the house.
Well, the other thing I would say about the environmental enrichment and the redirection of the aggression to someplace appropriate is a wand toy, and I'm a big fan of the Necco Flies toy. Amy, have you tried one yet?
Oh, I love those. Those are Saren's favorite. Now, I will caution, the centipede one is great, and I know that I've talked with a lady in there, they've actually reinforced that. But some of the really big cats can bite that in half. And so be careful of that one. The others, I love the mousy one. There's a little, like a dragonfly one thing that Saren loves. There's a spider one that is really creepy that the cats love.
The thing is about the Necco Flies is that you cannot ever leave them unattended. You can only play with the cat and not only put them away, but put them away in a secure location. Cats go nutty for them. So this could, like the clicker training, playing with a wand toy could be another way to burn off some of that adrenaline that she's got. And
absolutely,
before the aggression leading to aggression, as Amy explained it so well, the practicing of it becomes a habit, and the ugliness is something never forgiven and never forgotten. So if it feels like it's escalating, I would recommend putting her and the Manx in a separate area. It becomes their zone. And the older ladies, the original three, have more of a run of the house just to kind of make a UN of it. So I'm really glad you called. It's great advice. I want to say that, because this is true on my show, Cat Chat and Dog Talk with Dr. Sean, but I forgot to mention it here. One caller every night who has a particularly wonderful, interesting, what have you question is going to get a coupon for a free jug of precious cat litter. So you write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com, Angie.
Okay.
And just send me your mailing address. I will send you that precious cat litter coupon. It's like up to $20, a nice big container.
Oh, you are awesome.
Well, you need that, honey.
Thank
you got
you
five
so
kitties peeing and pooing. You need some really good litter to go with it. And of course, anybody
you're
listening,
awesome.
Write to me at radiopetlady@gmail.com because the Whole Life Pet Treats, the pure protein treats, are insanely good for kitties. So anyone listening or listening later on podcast, radiopetlady@gmail.com, and I will be sending your mailing address over to the nice folks at Whole Life Pet Treats. Angie, thanks for the call. We got to go to a break. You stay tuned. We want to hear from you lots of times about all the things going on, and we hope that some of the advice we've given you will give a little bit of relief to the ladies, okay?
Awesome. You guys are great. Thank you.
Have a good night, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
We have our third break, and when we come back, maybe Amy and I can just talk to each other. On the other hand, we would adore you to call. 888-429-5471. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses no inferior rendered byproducts, meals, or chemicals in any of their products. No chicken meal or other rendered meats. Halo foods are guaranteed safe and have never been recalled. Halo is purely focused on your pet's well-being, and their entire line, including dry and canned foods, treats, supplements, and grooming supplies, will help your pet be vibrant, happy, and healthy, inside and out. Halo is a private company owned in part by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to pet health. The company emphasizes giving back by making impressive charitable donations through freekibble.com to shelters and rescues because they believe that less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition, too. Halo is the only kibble I feed my own dogs because Halo uses real meat in their kibble. No scary mystery ingredients that are permitted in rendered meal. There are even shreds of real vegetables along with the dry nuggets. It's why I'd love you to try Halo, too. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Cat Attract litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box and overcome the number one problem people have with their kitties, out-of-litter box problems. Cat Attract has saved thousands of cats' lives because it's often used by rescue groups to teach cats to use their litter boxes again, since that's the main reason people have given up on them. But Cat Attract can get cats using their boxes again. Respiratory relief litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family too. Senior and long-haired cat litters protect the health and comfort of those pussycats. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals, for people and their pets. Nordic Naturals has been providing adults and children around the world with high-quality omega-3 oils for decades, with third-party testing for purity and freshness. Research has shown that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils, and daily supplementation helps maintain optimal health for all members of the family. In fact, Nordic's prenatal DHA and baby's DHA products are endorsed by the American Pregnancy Association, which is a welcome endorsement for those who will want to add omega-3 fish oil to their pet's bowl since they view their cats and dogs as their fur kids. Nordic Naturals omega-3 pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family. For more information, visit RadioPetLady.com. Amy Shojai and I are back, and I have questions I want to ask Amy. And they're really questions that people have written in to me. And anyone listening, either live right now, if you want to call in, it's your last chance, 888-429, oh, God, what's the number now? I can't find it, 5471. You'd think I'd know it by heart, but it is only the first show. I'll know it by heart soon. Everyone should tattoo it on their hand. Then they won't have a problem. But people have been writing these in to me, and you can do that. You can write to both of us at radiopetlady@gmail.com, and we'll try to get to the question because, as you can see, we got the lively phone lines, which is great. Amy, Vince wanted to know, he wrote in a couple of weeks ago, we have a three-month-old kitty that we just love, but we cannot get him to quit biting our hands and feet. Any suggestions? Now, to me, that's kind of like Necco flies, redirect that, but talk a little bit about it. Yeah, is that sort of your idea, is like get a wand toy, get them away from your extremities?
You know, this is the one situation where the a prescription of getting a second cat actually cures that.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, that's the one thing. Usually I tell people, if you have cat behavior problems or dog behavior problems, getting another pet almost always makes them worse. Yes. Not with these kittens. The kitten, the play aggression, it's natural. It's normal.
Right.
But if you have an only kitten, then you're the target. Your ankles are the target. Everything is the target. They lay them wait for you. They will wait. They will get you on the stairs. And then they laugh when you fall. It's just not right. But seriously, I recommend people, if they're going to, you know, cats are like potato chips. You can't have one, just one, unless you're like me and then you have one.
Otherwise, right.
Adopt them in pairs. If you are able to adopt another cat that's slightly older than the other one, and that way he can escape, because these guys really are kamikaze, come right after you. If you can't and you have an only kitten, then hold your ears, because I'm going to demonstrate what you can do when the kitty nails you, is you go, eek! And it's just a really loud, sharp, high-pitched squeal. It's what the other kittens would do. It's what mom would do. And then you give him a timeout, not for very long, maybe 30 seconds. Kitties don't have a very long memory. So you put him away, which basically tells him, oh, when I bite, all the fun and games goes away.
Right.
Something else you can do if he's really targeting your ankles, you shouldn't be playing with him with your hands anyway. Use the Necco flies. Use a fishing pole type toy, something like that. If he's targeting your ankles, get you some Vicks VapoRub and paint it around your ankles.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. I got this from a veterinarian who said they often use that after spay surgery. They paint it on the outside, and most kitties don't like the smell of that. There's a few aberrant kitties that do like it. So, you know, you'll have to watch that. But if that will kind of keep him, at least when he comes up and he smells that a little bit, that's going to make him cool his jets a little bit. The good news is if it's play aggression, he'll outgrow it. The bad news is you've got probably a couple of more months to deal with it. That's going to last probably until 7 to 9 months of age. And it can be really explosive with those adolescent, juvenile, delinquent cats. So try to get it in hand now. If you see him coming, you know, get a great toy and have something ready to redirect those claws and teeth. Just like Tracy was saying, it's a great idea.
And the other thing, Amy, is to keep the kitten's nails clipped.
Oh, so yes. Yes.
So the curvy part, because that's the most stick-in-your-flesh part. And also, if you're going to get another kitten for their play so they don't actually hurt each other with their claws, is use the little baby, just a little clippers, and get the kitten used to having their nails clipped. And you just nip off the curvy part. It's
just
not
sharp,
that hard to do.
The little needle thing. And I do that still with Saren's claws.
Yes.
You know, I started when she was a baby. And, you know, you do it when you're much bigger than them and they can't argue.
Exactly. Well, our time is up. It's been a complete trip and a treat, Amy. We're going to be here again next week for all of you guys. Kiss your kitties, hug your pooches if you have any, and Amy and I will be back next week. Thank you all so much for your calls and your good wishes. Amy, big purrs to you.
Purrs back.